Psachim, Perek Yud Mishneh Tes, Shechiyonu V'Kimonu V'Giyonu. We're learning now the last Mishnah of Meseches Psachim, Mirtz Hashem. The next time we experience the Yom Tov Pesach should be with all the halachas of Korban Pesach that are described in the Mesechta, Mirtz Hashem B'Yushalayim Ya'akodesh. HaPesach Acha Chatzois. We're talking here about not Chatzois Hayoim, after Chatzois Hayoim, which is the Zman HaKrova. We're talking here Leil Shimurim, after Chatzos HaLaila, which is after the Zman Achila. Whether it's after the Zman Achila Midday Raisa, the Gemara brings over here the drosha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds him when the Torah says, V'olchu sabasa ba'layla azeh, ba'layla leil Pesach refers to v'chatzos. Because when the Torah says, V'hi b'chatzi ha'layla v'ashem hi kokol b'chor, that was by Chatzos, and that's ha'layla, like the Torah says, v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, Balaylo azeh. When was that? By Chatzos. So the Vochos Abbasa Balaylo azeh means still Chatzos. That's Shitzu Belozim and Azayir. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Zman of Achilas Pesach Midaraisa is Kol Alaylo. And it's only Midirabonon that's at Chatzos. You look at the earlier in Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, where the Mishnah says, Venecha b'chipozim Balaylo echod. It's Mashma Balaylo echod the ganze night. Pashtus and Mishnah Rabbi Kiva. You look at the Mishnah in Brochus Dav Beis, where the Mishnah talks about different mitzvahs that only don't talk Chatzos, even though there's Zman Achilo or there's Zman Asiyas HaMitzvahs Kol HaLaila, like Zman Krishma Shel Arvis. So Korban Pesach is also Be'etzem Kol HaLaila, it's only Gzeirim Derabanan to finish up at Chatzos. So again, Tzemachlok Tanoim, sometimes the Mishnah is Soisim like Rabbi Kiva, sometimes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We explained the last Mishnah, the Tanai of the Avnenezer that some people keep, which assumes that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah midday Raisa, that this man is only till Chatzos, the halach of Emaftin Rachabes Gavikoyman is also only till Chatzos, and after Chatzos there's no Isser and Achilam. And merely you could eat the Avikoyman, then after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you'd be allowed to then eat Stamazain. According to Rabbi Kiva, you would have the Issa of Ein Maftinach HaBesach Kol HaLaila, you'd also be Mekayim Kol HaLaila. Developed questions, there are a number of questions, is that so poshut that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Issa of Ein Maftinach HaBesach HaVikoymin only is with the Zman Achilas Pesach, and it's only the first half of the night. Pachabonim, that's the Medubr. So HaPesach HaChatzos now is Osur Ba'achila, therefore it's Metame Es HaYodayim. Chazal were geizer, they gave it a status of tomei in order, obviously, to push a person to be perished from it. What does it mean, by the way, mitame is yodayim? If somebody touches a sheretz, it's only mitame is yodayim? What does that mean? So the concept of tumas yodayim is a derabonidika concept. The pashtus is that the musig was invented, was a gzera of Shlomo HaMelech Ubeis Dinoi. When they were geizer netilas yodayim, what they did was they took hands of a person, even if he's Torah Mamish, and without a specific Maisen Etila Liyadayim, they gave a status of a Shniyos Latuma Liyadayim, which would then render his touching of Truma and Kochim Metame, of course, Midrabonon. And this they made into a Tuma Yadayim. Be'etzim, a person is not Makabal Tuma, except from an Avatuma. And then if he touches a Sheretz, it's an Avatuma, a Zov, it's an Avatuma, a Meis, it's Avi Avoisa Tuma, he becomes a Rishon Latuma. There's no musig of a person becoming a sheni l'tumah. Yodayim of a person legabe truma v'kotchim. The shniyos will transfer tumah to truma and kotchim. So that's the musig over here. They gave this status to achila, to basar kotchim, after this man achila runs out. We'll just add here a few things that are incredible ideas. One is that the assumption of the Minchas Chinuch and the Mishkanes Yankiv are both based on a Sugya and Daf Kuf Tezayim, where the Gemara seems to link the Chiv of Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim to the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Matzah goes together with Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's one process. It's one experience. And it goes together with the Zman of Achilas Korban Pesach. That's their Chiddush. They hold that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the mitzvahs matzah and the mitzvahs sipi tzis mitzayim are only till chatzos. It's not an incredible idea. There are those that are chaylik. One has nothing to do with the other. But the pashtus of the sugya daf kuf tezayin, where it says over there, Lagabi, who's potter from Zayim, is also potter from Matzah, Ayin Shom, that would seem to link the two. One idea. A second idea is that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Normally in Klishas, the halacha is Rabbi Kiva, Ker Rabbi Kiva mechaverov. And therefore, the halacha is that the Zman of Achilas, Korban Pesach midderaisa, is Kol Halayla, it's only midderabon, that's Tol Chatzos. Therefore, Chazal never limited the amount of time that the Yoitz in the Mitzvah of Matzah and Tzipi Tzitz Mitzrayim. The first chelik was what would be according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but lamaisa halacha, lamaisa, it's not again. Now for another incredible idea, there's all sugya and brachas daftes that talks about, in the context of mitzvahs, what we mentioned, the first mission of brachas, mitzvahs that can be done kol halayla, and chazal made the zman only tol chatzos, as opposed to mitzvahs which can only be done midereisa tol chatzos. So the Gemara has a back and forth. The pashtus of the Gemara, the way the Gemara says it, look over there in daftes and aleph, is that the Zman of Achilles Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, has a brisa, is Tol Chatzos, and yet the Shem Noisor is Chal only in the morning. The Pashtus of the Pasuk is that way. Tosfos struggles a little bit over there to explain. Tosfos Bayos makes reference also on Daf Kuf Chof. Lemaisa, Ramei Simcha has a famous Bavusta Chiddush. Ramei Simcha is in Or Samech and Pek Vov Chom Tzmatz in the beginning. And he says a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. He says that Enochinami, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is still chatzois, but the reason why it doesn't become nois is not because psule kochim. And the way he explains it is like this. We've discussed a number of times, mitzvah achilas kochim b'derech klal is not a mitzvah for a person to do a maisa achila v'ding a kezayis. The mitzvah achilas kochim is that the kochim has to be eaten. We've referenced the famous chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, where because of that, since the mitzvah is the kachem should be eaten, even an achila pachs mekazayis, he eats a mitzvah, because lamaisa, the basar kodesh, is now a drop more eaten. Korban Pesach, of course, is a mitzvah, the same way there's a mitzvah on the first day Sukkot, to take a lulav, and there's a mitzvah the night of Pesach, to eat a kazayis and matzah. There's a mitzvah for every, it's a chovas gavra, for every Jew to eat a kazayis of Korban Pesach. That being said, the zman of that mitzvah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when are you yoytze that mitzvah? Only before chatzos. Again, could be the mitzvah of achilas matzah, also only till chatzos. The mitzvah of doing a maisa of sipitzis mitzvah, also till chatzos. But the basar kochim doesn't become posel. You weren't yoytze your mitzvah, but it's still a korban. Remember that a korban pesach has an auxiliary kedusha as a shlamim. Because of that, be'etzem, it should be that even after the gavrod can no longer be mekayim his mitzvahs, achilas, korban pesach, the korban remains basar kochim. It has a status of a regular shlomim. It could be eaten shnei yom v'layla echad. Grada, the Torah said that the next morning it's noiser. But the reason why it doesn't become noiser right away is because it's still a korban shlomim. You can eat from it. Even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you after chatzos, you're allowed to eat from it as a korban shlom. You're not yoytze mitzvah achilas korban pesach. The next morning, the Torah now said, the Torah turned it somewhat into kotsh gadoshim that could only be eaten yom v'laylo. The next morning, it becomes noiser. Now the question is: so why do we have in the Mishnah by us? This chiddush, by the way, is not accepted. It's clear the Rishon didn't name on that way. Ramei Simcha Kedarka Bakodesh comes up with a game changing chiddush. Lamaisa, the Loshon of the Mishnah, Metamis Hayadayim would be mashma, that's noisa right away, HaPesach HaChatzos. So on that, Ramei Simcha will have to tell you that this, that it's Metamis Hayadayim, is in order to discourage Atzlus, because otherwise maybe a person won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, normally for a regular garment. He has the whole night, but it's not the Pashlus. The Pashlus is that it becomes noisa. You look also at the Tzlach and Brochus Daftes. The Stipler talks about this in Brochus Simon Gimel. Another achronim, that the terrorism megalim of furish, that the noiser is baboiker, which the pashas is like a rekiva. According to Blas Mazayim, maybe you'll say that at night it's taka psule mukdoshim. You can't eat it if you want to go not with Rumei Simcha. But the full noiser that has a chiv chorus, that's only in the morning. Because be'etzim, it should be shlam. The thought process is what Rumei Simcha is saying, but they hold lamaisa that the second half of the night, it can't be eaten befoil. But the full Shem Noiser, Psuli HaMakdoshim, that La'ach HaZmano, it has to be only in the morning. The Mishnah adds that pigul noisar are also metamna seidayim. Pigul is basar kotchim that was nifsal, either by having a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmanay or chutz l'mkoymay. If it's chutz l'zmanay, it's also chayvi krisus. If it's chutz l'mkoymay, it's only posel, but it's not chayvi krisus. Noisar, if one eats, is basar after the prescribed time. To eat it is chayvi krisus. Over there also metamna seidayim to keep a person, to keep the kehanim and other people away from the basar. Now the Mishnah goes on to a separate halacha. Berach birchas ha-pesach poter eshel zevach. There's two mitzvahs that are in the sky in Bachilo of Karbonis over here. A Yid, Leil Pesach, Mitz Hashem, eats a Karbon Pesach, and eats also from a Karbon Chagiga. Because of that, he makes a brocha. Hashek Nishon, Mitzvahs of Tzivon, Ulech La Pesach. Hashek Nishon, Mitzvahs of Tzivon, Ulech La Zevach. Berach Birchas HaPesach, if he makes the brocha on Karbon Pesach, Potter Shol Zevach, Berach es shel zevach loit poter es ha pesach. Divrei bishmol. Why would one pater the other? It's two different mitzvahs, two different karbonis. So the Gemara has an interesting cheshbon. The hanocha of the Gemara is explaining the machlokes of Yom Tinu bishmol and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a loizu pater zu, loizu pater zu. Look, it's two different karbonis. The rationale behind it depends on whether you hold that the zirikas hadam of one would be good for the other. Somehow the Gemara comes up that if the one korban could be the hakrov, we're talking over here about achila, but for some reason, even in the achila, it's nitvas, that if the avodas hadam of one would suffice for the other, then that would mean that be'etzim, primarily they're the same mitzvah, or the meshach shaychiz elazen, then the brach of one would work for the other. The question is, Taka, what's the din? Does the avodas hadam of one work for the other? What's the avodas hadam of a korban pesach? Shvicha achas keneged hayisoid. Again, we have three types of avodas hadam. A chatos needs to be put nesina be'etzba al dalad karni hamizbeach. Other korbanos, oshom, shlomim, and so on. The zrikas hadam is on the chelik mata of the korban, on the kronis malamato, shtayim shein arba, two that go in four directions. And then there's a new type of avodas hadam of shvicha achas keneged hayisoid, where it's not spritzed, but it's poured from close. It's not thrown from a distance, but it's poured from close. Achas keneged hayisoid, that's only by korban pesach and by bechor. By the way, the Mishnah earlier in the fifth parak that talks about Avodas Hadam, where the Bozichei Hadam passed like lightning through the rows of Kehanim, and then there was a Zrika Achas Neged HaYisoid, sounds like he used Zrika. Also, the Gemara explains that there's a Shita and a Braisa of Yosi that holds that even Karban Pesach uses Zrika. That Mishnah is Soisim, like that Tana. But Al-Gabanim, over here we have two Shitas of Rishmol and Rabbi Kiva. Rishmol holds that there's a Maila to Shvicha over Zrika. Zrika is more intricate because Shtayim Shenabe, Shvicha, Shvicha Achas. But since Shvicha is Mikorev, it's more intense. I don't know exactly what that means. It's more of a Maisa of Avodas Hadam than Zrika, and therefore it'll definitely help. The Shtayim Shenabe is not Ma'akev. If you do one Zrika, it should be good. Kal v'choyma, one Shvicha. One Shvicha, b'dievet, that's enough. So heyois that the avodas hadam that you use by korban pesach is enough for a korban shlomim, for a korban chagiga. Therefore, berach birchas hapesach poter shel zevach. But zevach, the avodas hadam of the chagiga, which is zrika, which is mirochoy, loy poter es shel pesach. It can't pater the more intense avodah of shvicha mikoriv of the korban pesach. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer that each one has a mile. Shvicha doesn't work for Zrika, Zrika doesn't work for Shvicha, and that's it. So Memela, because of that, is Memela loizu pateres zu, loizu pateres es zu. Hadan aloch mesechas psochem, mietz Hashem, menoichal shom, bezes Hashem, the kumendike Pesach, min hazvochem, min hapsochem, shvizoichem, min mekayim, all the mitzvahs of Chag HaPesach, shvizoichem, lotzeis, mishibud l'gula, me'afel l'or godl, and we should be zoichem to sing the Shira Chadosho, Lufon of Hallelujah.